You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. If you're a news junkie, you may have noticed a new online media outlet called the San Joaquin Valley Sun. The editor-in-chief is Alex Tavlian. He used to be a reporter for the Fresno Bee, and then he became an attorney and political consultant. Now, on top of publishing The Sun, he's doing some campaign work for Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer, who's running for mayor. FM89's Laura Satsui spoke with Tavlian and other journalists about the ethics of reporting on politics while also being involved in the political process. Transparency in the newsroom and media literacy are important topics, especially these days, and we think that discussions about how news is covered, both by Valley Public Radio and other outlets, are helpful to audiences who want to make informed decisions about their news consumption.
Alex Tavlian says he started the San Joaquin Valley Sun because he wanted to create a reliable outlet for people to get news.
A lot of times we get bogged down in, well, who was shot or what car accident happened today, instead of, you know, what important decisions are being made about your community. If you don't know anything, you can't solve any problems.
He says his team of three reporters is trying to carve out a niche in areas that are underreported, like small communities, higher education, sports, and of course, politics.
We've had a lot of segmentation in media, and so a lot of people were looking for an avenue for a good conversation about what's happening in the region, both from a media perspective and from a policy perspective. And so our first project has been The Sun.
But Tavlian doesn't just cover the news, he says. He also does some political consulting. Right now, he's working on Police Chief Jerry Dyer's mayoral campaign.
Yeah, there's people who have said that I'm everything from, you know, the mastermind or whatever, which isn't quite the case. I wish that was true. I like the word mastermind, but that's not the case with Chief Dyer. But I am helping out on this campaign.
A disclosure on a story written by Tavlian said that his political consulting firm is providing help with digital advertising. In an earlier interview, Jerry Dyer told Valley Public Radio that Tavlian has helped with his campaign's social media. But is this ethical? When it comes to political involvement, the Society of Professional Journalists says no. Its position? Don't do it. Don't get involved, don't contribute money, don't work in a campaign, don't lobby, and especially don't run for office yourself.
I think it makes life easier for the journalists themselves to avoid these conflicts, but it also helps the user see your reporting as something that isn't going to be impacted by your outside work.
That's Lynn Walsh. She's the Ethics Committee Chair for the Society of Professional Journalists. She believes a reporter with conflicts could still cover something fairly.
But people may not believe that. And so do you want that to overshadow the coverage of this issue? And I would say no. I would say as a news organization, you want to avoid that at all costs, and you should put another reporter on it who doesn't have those strong feelings or who has not supported that organization.
Alex Tavlian says that since working with Dyer's campaign, he has tried to reassign stories. But with a small team, that's not always possible. Plus, he says he has more access as an insider.
So what I've tried to do is shift as much of the responsibility of the mayor's race where possible. There are some things that, you know, a reporter won't have insights on, and something where I have the experience, I'm going to, you know, be able to publish it. And that's, you know, my ability to do so is kind of a big and important part.
Some would say that role would better suit a columnist who doesn't have to worry about accusations of being biased more than a journalist. And I asked Tavlian that.
I guess that's fair. I guess the columnist role might better fit me. And that's possible. You know, to me, my label is executive editor because I do edit most of the stuff that comes through our door.
Lynn Walsh, the ethics chair for SPJ, says that if a conflict is unavoidable, disclosures are key.
What we would say is disclose that conflict very clearly and almost immediately. So don't hide it as a footnote at the bottom, but put it at the top of the story, first sentence of your story, anything like that.
And there are disclosures on some of Tavlian's stories. For example, he's done some reporting on Andrew Jans, Dyer's competitor. He's also written about a former employer, Congressman David Valadao, and his successor, TJ Cox. Tavlian used to work for Valadao's campaign and discloses that. He argues his work there gave him insight most journalists would otherwise miss.
I understand what's going on in this race. And in fact, most of the time, I have more information than most of the other individuals out there.
But that's exactly what a conflict of interest is, says Tim Draklis, the Tartarian Journalism Chair at Fresno State. And he says the role of journalists is to act independently of their sources.
Any outlet in America that sees that with immediately take steps to fix that problem. Because the traditional belief is that you want to be unbiased because that's what your readers need.
Tavlian says he welcomes the skepticism and says it's up to his audience to decide. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.